The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
This is Dr. Zudi Jasser on Reform This. Thanks for joining me this week. Thanks for coming back if you've listened before. And your faithful American Muslim patriot, your faithful correspondent on Reform, always willing to push the envelope, always willing to challenge our community on the areas that need reform and the areas that should be addressed, and on the issues, whether domestic or foreign, that help unify our country as Americans, as believers in liberty, as believers in our Constitution, and against the Sharia state, the Islamic state of any kind, which is incompatible as a theocracy, incompatible with American freedom, liberty, and constitutional republic that we know and love to be ours. And whether you're American or not, if you believe in freedom, if you believe in the secular state, be it French, Canadian, German, British, Italian, Australian, or even hopefully post-Arab awakening in the Middle East, these will evolve towards democracies, but they are not yet today. Even Iraq, which was chaperoned for a while and now has begun to revert back into tribal theocratic enclaves, we still believe that the best system of all globally is that based in freedom and liberty. And week to week, I bring you those areas that need reform, those areas that we should address. And now in 2018, we saw in our first few episodes that there's something happening. There's something on the ground in Iran. And, you know, for long, the Arab awakening seemed to be limited to the Arab countries. The Green Revolution of 2009 had been abandoned by the Obama administration, and what will happen now, and we're going to cover that today. But I'm also going to touch on the rampant viral, not influenza, that is pushing the ERs, that is using our Tamiflu and all the other aspects, that seems to be pushing a vaccine, by the way, that seems to only be 10-15% effective. But no, this virus is anti-Semitism that walks hand in hand, foot to foot, with political Islam and Islamism. And we see another sermon this week released by Memory that exposes that. And then we'll talk about what's the latest in Syria. So welcome back to Reform This week. I hope this is the place that you get up to speed on the latest. I hope that you hear a voice here that talks about things that you just don't get anywhere else. So this week, hats off to the folks at Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute, that has researchers, interns, staff that is constantly combing the web of videos and sometimes taking their own videos and then post them to expose, not exacerbating or expressing some of their own opinion that can later be twisted by Islamists as being part of a conspiracy. No. Well, they still twist this, but they simply post the very videos of the words of the imams themselves and let them speak for themselves. And that's truly how reform is done. Now, what do we Muslims do with it when we see it? What does the world do with it? Unfortunately, for the most part, many times these videos are just viewed and then nothing happens. They may get millions of hits, but then what happens? What happens to the imam? What happens to the community? Do they get marginalized? Do they get ostracized? Do they get exposed as tools of anti-Semitic hate? Do they get the same type of attention that the white supremacists got in Charlottesville? That was Charlottesville, Virginia. This week comes to you from Raleigh, North Carolina. Imam Abdullah Qadra said in his sermon on December 8th, 2017. No, this is not from Syria. This is not from Egypt. This is not from Iraq or even the state-sponsored extremism of Saudi Arabia. No, or even ISIS. This is North Carolina in the belly of the United States of America. A Friday sermon by Syrian Imam Abdullah Qadra had talked about Haifa, Jaffa, as being Muslim lands. I'm going to give you some quotes in a second, but let me set the stage for you. This imam was Syrian born. He was cleared for entry to the U.S. on a religious work visa and had come to Raleigh, North Carolina in 2011. He applied for political asylum under what has described in the reports under the Qori Masjid Iqra, I-Q-R-A, Academy Educational Program, and he teaches at multiple Islamic centers. He has taught at the Islamic Association of Raleigh, North Carolina, and he's an active preacher in a number of mosques in the area. He has his own YouTube channel, which posts videos of himself and has 2,000 subscribers. And he has some obviously pro-Palestinian content and anti-Semitic content. He even had some Christmas greetings. Now, you may recognize the name because earlier in 2017, he got some media attention because his 4-year-old daughter was not allowed to re-enter the United States after a visit with relatives in Lebanon in October 2016. And she was reunited in February 2017. So, and then, in April 2017, this is all reported from memory, he had an interview about the U.S. airstrikes against the Assad regime in Syria, and he expressed satisfaction and added that without the removal, the massacres will continue. So this is something I've said here. So obviously, he has some political viewpoints that appear to be moderate, wishes Christmas greetings, etc. But what did he say in a sermon on December 8th, on Friday? He said, our first Qibla, or direction of prayer, now it's Mecca, but our first Qibla, dear brothers and sisters, it is not new that it is under the occupation since 1967. It is not new that the other parts, the neighboring parts of Al-Quds, Jerusalem, which is Palestine, Jaffa, Haifa, those cities that have been changed in their names and their people, we should never forget that this is a Muslim land. So you see, he said this in the first week of December after President Trump stated the obvious was that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. He said further, Abdullah Qadra in Raleigh, North Carolina, we should teach our children that it is our land and will remain our land and will return to us sooner or later. He's saying we should teach our children that. And the question is, will you be among those who will contribute regarding it or not? The Prophet Muhammad gave us glad tidings at the end of time. So he's talking about teaching the children that the Prophet Muhammad said that at the end of time, we will fight those Jews until the rocks and the trees will speak. O Muslim, this is a Jew behind me. Remember, I talked to you many, many episodes ago about how I and another organization were one of the only ones back in 2004 when we participated in a declaration to condemn that hadith, that so-called hadith that said, that supposedly the Prophet said, kill a Jew behind every stone because the stones will speak for them, as this horrifically anti-Semitic imam is talking about. And we had a hard time getting anybody to sign it at the time. Surprise, surprise. The imams not only will not sign it, they believe it is the word of Muhammad. We can talk about the authenticity of that word of Muhammad and what makes it weak, what makes it strong. But the bottom line is that you cannot reinterpret Quranic passages as long as you do not dismiss passages like this as inauthentic that deride the entire Jewish religion in a way that I just don't see in the Quran, which is we believe as Muslims to be the word of God. But the hadith is not the word of God. The hadith is a often contrived, misappropriated word of the Prophet Muhammad. And many of us believe that God said in the Quran that I've completed your religion today so that later the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad would not be written down as if they are God's words. And much of the reform in Islam has to come from marginalizing most, if not a majority, of the hadith. The so-called sayings of the Prophet Muhammad that are filled with misogyny and anti-Semitism, etc. Most of the hadith that I learned that are authentic, that are believed to be the most true, purest, and most authentic ones, our families have dismissed the weaker ones that are the ones filled with some of the misogyny and other things that are incompatible with modernity. This Imam Qadra goes on to say, these occupiers, aggressors, and murderers can never take our city, our holy city, only if we are dead. If you are dead, they can do to you whatever they can, but if we are truly alive, they cannot. May Allah make us those who are alive, who are aware of their holy places, who are defending their religion, and who move by all possible means to defend their rights. It is the place where our Lord Jesus, the prophet that we all believe in and love, he was born there. And from that spot, he was saved from the Jews. This is the blood libel who tried to crucify him. Could you have a more anti-Semitic, sort of combined all the stereotypes of Jews into one pathetic sermon in Raleigh, North Carolina on December 7th? It's December 8th, I'm sorry. The wall at which the Prophet Muhammad tied his camel or animal, said this imam in North Carolina, Imam Qadra, is reserved by the Muslims. It is called the wall of the ascent to the heaven or the wall of the Burak. Even that wall, those occupiers made some legends and they made it their own wall and they distorted the facts. And then he ends his hateful screed. May Allah liberate the Al-Aqsa Mosque from the hands of the aggressors and the occupiers. May Allah destroy everyone who wants evil for Islam and Muslims. So, it's not only exposing these words that we should do, but I talk to you about reform all the time, and it's not just words. This is not just any old podcast. We have to be genuine. I have to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. How do we as Muslims walk the walk? What do we do with this kind of sermon that's publicized, not by Muslims, but by concerned citizens of Israel, of the Middle East, of the West, who see these sermons and want them exposed? Now, this imam probably had it removed. This mosque will probably come to apologize. But in the next segment, I want to talk about, so what happens next? What does reform look like? Apologies? You can't apologize for hadith that is all over the internet and Islamic institutions as being supposedly the word of the Prophet Muhammad. What do we do with this?
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.